FM. This is KEA-ZUW. Good morning.
Good morning. This is, my name is Davian. I'm in Shelby. I don't believe I've heard your call before.
Hey, Damien, the name here is Benjamin. I'm just hanging out in the living room here with the family this morning. I just got home from work. So we're just kind of deciding what to do with the day.
Just got home from work. I believe the thing to do is sleep. Wow. Yeah, so you work evening shift?
Yes, sir. I'm in graveyards over at this hotel. It's a pretty good gig while I'm here in school.
Yeah, when I was going to college, I had a job doing valet at Somerset, and it worked out to be the perfect job because I parked at Neiman Marcus, and I would work from 4 o'clock to 11 o'clock, so I was able to get all my homework done. I only had to park 6 cars, and they tipped well, so it kept me on track with all my schoolwork because I was forced to be there, and I had to get it all done. It worked out awesome.
That's absolutely the game. It's a good time. But, yeah, I haven't talked to you either. How are you doing out there?
Not bad. I'm just, this morning I'm going to help my parents. My mom has a doctor's appointment, so I'm going to go hang out with my dad, and he's getting older and can't get around, so luckily I have a remote job, so I'm going to go be remote over there today. That's the plan. And it turned out to be a pretty nice day, so I just got a coffee, and now I'm heading over there, so enjoy a little bit of the nice weather.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. You should take every opportunity to do that until you can't.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that as the health problems pile on. So I was there yesterday. I helped my son and I installed some bars on the wall so he can get around a little bit better. So we did that yesterday. But yeah, trying to make a little bit more time. Have to. It's going by too quick. So what are you going to school for?
Well, good work, son. I got to go meet my dad this evening. We're cleaning out his mother's place because she finally went pretty recently. So, yeah, take all the opportunities you can. I am going for electrical engineering, and I've got a lot of interest in RF. So we'll see how that works out.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm an electrical software system engineer. Depends on the project, but yeah. What school are you going to?
I'm at Macomb right now. All my classes are at the South Campus, and I am a Calc 2 student right now.
Yeah, that's the way I did it. I got my my associate in electrical engineering technology at Macomb. Well, first I went to school for law enforcement, decided I didn't want to be a cop. Then I did the electrical engineering technology, and then my bachelor's is in computer science. But I wound up doing electrical engineering. I work for a semiconductor company now, but worked in automotive electrical development for a lot of years, about 20 years.
It's very serendipitous that I catch you. Could I ask you, so That sounds exactly like the kind of thing that I want to do. I have a dream of building an all-wheel drive Caprice with like Tesla drive in the front and doing like the engineering of the brain of it myself. I don't know. I've got a lot of crazy projects, but what I really want to know is pursuing this a good path right now? I feel like things are changing really fast.
You know, the best path is the path that works for you. You know, there is no good or bad. I believe, you know, I don't think schools and that you go to matter anymore. I mean, I went to Macomb, and I got my bachelor's at Baker, and I've had a perfectly fine career, no issues at all with it. You know, it's all what you put into it. So, yeah, I would say the path that works for you is the best one. I was, you know, married, and I had kids while I was going to school, so I had no choice but to work, so for me, it worked out really well, and, you know, and there's usually a way to always find internships through, like, the career office and stuff like that. That's the main thing that I recommend to anyone going to school. You know, school doesn't matter, but definitely get in touch with the career office, find an internship in the field you want to be in as soon as you can. Because at the end of the day, people hire people with experience, you know, that's just the way it works. So, yeah, pick the path that works for you and your family and do an internship as soon as you're able to, you know, because you got to get that experience. That's the main thing, in my view at least. That's what worked out well in my path.
My employment situation is so perfect. My fear with an internship is that I'll be leaving to do something that's more interesting in my field and probably for more money, but not forever, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of the downside is, you know, you wind up having to possibly, you know, take a pay cut or something like that, but the experience, though, is, you know, necessary, so you got to kind of pick, you know, what works and, you know, what makes the most sense, but there's a lot of jobs, different types of jobs out there. I mean, I worked at contract manufacturers for a long time, and there's a lot of companies, you know, locally just building electronics that have a first and second shift, and those are great places to get experience. Yeah, I worked at CMs for a lot of years, and, you know, you got to kind of start somewhere doing something, and that's what helps mostly. At least that's what helped me in my career. You know, they found people just, they want you to have some level of experience of what's going on. So it's, yeah, contract manufacturers, there's a lot of them in Metro Detroit. And they do a lot of different things like electrical engineering, programming the machines, and there's a lot of different things you can get into.
Mr. Damien, I think you answered a question that I didn't know I needed to ask. Thank you.
Yeah, just have fun with it. It's been a good career for me. I enjoy it. I like tinkering with Arduinos and stuff like that. So I do quite a few projects with, you know, those types of things. But today I spend most of my time on, like, electric cars with traction inverters and onboard charging, things like that, the power electronics. But, yeah, it's fun. It's been a good career. So, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't hear many people going to like, Macomb anymore. That, to me, is the best place to start, you know, do it there. It's a lot easier. It's a whole lot cheaper, and it transfers right into the bachelor's program at Wayne State right from there. So it's actually a pretty good setup.
Okay, so two more little ones. Could you add me on Discord? Do you use that service? My name is Dot Uncle Ben. Then, otherwise, yeah. Thank you for sharing, man.
Yeah, I haven't messed with Discord much at all. In fact, I think I logged in once, but that was it. I'm mostly on Telegram if I'm on anything. But if you go to my QRZ page, KE8TFM, my email will be there. Go ahead and shoot me an email. And any help I can offer, anything like that, no problem at all. Just reach out. And I hear of a lot of things from time to time, especially, you know, entry-level or internship jobs. I mean, I'm always hearing about them because I'm a field application engineer, so I tend to hear about a lot of different things. So, yeah, go to my QRZ page and shoot me an email, and I'll stay in contact with you there.
I absolutely will do. I'm going to get back to what I was doing, and I will talk to you soon, sir. Thank you very much. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. 73 clear.
All right, take it easy. Nice chatting with you, Ben. KEA TFM monitoring.
W8FU.
Is what I heard live, or is it Memorex? W8RCY. 565. Whoops. Wrong radio, wrong channel. It's Monday. Anyways, it's good to hear you out there. Hope you're doing better.
Yeah, why wrong radio, wrong channel? Anyhow. Yeah, I feel okay. Very little remnant. I mean, it's there. Yesterday was just some punctuated coughing spells. So we'll see how today goes. But I feel completely up to the task at hand. So I'm heading up to the shop right now. I've got to cop off of the vehicle and pick up the credit card and check a few things out, yada, yada, get the car washed. Make a stop at the store, got all sorts of stuff I got to do, and then I'll come home and start getting ready. I'll be taking off probably anywhere 3 to 5, I don't know, somewhere in that range. Get to go westbound on 696. I won't have to deal with the closure until I'm on my way home Thursday, but we'll try to decide what I'm going to do about that already.
Going over to the west coast, correct? Michigan? Muskegon?
Yeah. 3 fun-filled days in Muskegon.
That's close to 5 years that my brother moved from that area. He was in Muskegon. Muskegon Heights and Norton Shores, all those little 3 little cities all together for his time out there. So I'm quite familiar with the area. Maybe Lansing to 69 and 69 down from there, maybe. I don't know. Get around it that way. That might work if you, head east on 96 into Lansing and head 69 and then come south. I don't know what would work, maybe 75 or something, I don't know, but it's about the only way I can think of.
Well, I was looking at it on a map, and I didn't realize how far north you still got to go when you're getting on 69 in Lansing, so I'll probably just run down the Howell and shoot 59 across. It's not as fast as the freeway, but it should be fast enough. Come in the Pontiac and then come down 75 that way. That seems to be no additional mileage, but you do have to take 59 surface. But that's probably the way I'll go.
Well, that was going to be recommendation number 2. The only reason why I said the other one first is because I know people who go to Lansing that live pretty much north of 59 would take that route. Mike being one of them from West Bloomfield there, he does that a lot. But and there's a couple of operators I know that are both GMRS and AM operators that travel from Lansing area, west of Lansing, to this side of town to work. And
that, some of the stories I've heard. But yeah, the Howell thing might be just as good. And as you're going through Highland Township, you can at least wave to my sister. She's out there at Duck Lake and M59. So, all right. Well, I'll let you get back to what you're doing there, because you got a lot to do and a little bit of time. And don't overexert yourself. Take your time. And just have some nice weather while you're out there, and travels and everything else. And we'll catch you when you get back.
Well, people up north, I think, they either got to come further south than necessary and then come north, or they got to go north further than they necessary and come south. So I could see there being a 6 1/2 dozen together and picking the Flint route. Down here, it's either pretty direct, or you got to go quite a ways north and then come south. So I get that. If I was further up, it probably would be a coin flip. You look at it on a map, you can see it's like, you know, you're Flint's about as far north of Lansing as we are south of it. So unless you're right smack dab in the middle, you gotta go out of your way. But anyhow, bottom line is, I think I'm gonna take the Hall Road here on 59, whatever you call it, Veterans Memorial, whatever you want to call it, wherever you are. That'll be my route. Anywho, today we're just going to take this straight out 696 route. Should be nothing stopping me going that way. All right, I will cut you loose. Sounds like you're looking to get out of here. Yeah, and I'm going to focus on the drive, get a car wash, and all the other stuff I got to do. W8FU.
Yeah, I got chiropractic in about an hour and a half, but nothing to do between now and then, but I'm just letting you go, and you get your stuff done, and it's good to hear you back on the radio, and you sound good. Obviously, you're tired. I get that, but let you focus on the task, and, you know, catch you when you get back. Take care. W8RCY, we're clear.
Radio check 1-2, radio check. Radio check, radio check.
Your radio is broken. It has some sort of weird noise at the end, and you have no call sign. W8FU.
Did you go past my house yet?
Not sure.
N8NM. I was going to say spit out the window or something.
I ain't going by your house, but not yet. They'll only be on the way home.
Oh, okay. Well, you can spit out the window then. It's not particularly time sensitive.
Somebody didn't take their medicine this morning.
No, I haven't taken any meds yet this morning. I feel okay. Not great, but okay.
Did you get your ham radio license just to agitate people? That's kind of a dumb move.
Well, I know I did.
Yeah, that's kind of why I did, too.
In Module 7.
7? I couldn't remember if it was 7 or 8.
I think it was 7 towards the end.
So, maybe 8. And KKB.
N8NM.
W8FU.
F8S.
Oh, man. I was out for a couple of days. Didn't do a whole lot of nothing. I still got this one spot in my throat, the one that lit me on fire on Thursday. It's been nagging at me all week. It's this one little spot. I can still just feel a little lingering tingle right in that little area of my throat. Like it's, pretty sure it's going away. It seems to be where everything's coming from.
Lemon drop.
They were a pretty good punk band, if I remember correctly. Wasn't in a punk all that much.
The Lemonheads. Bad of candy.
So, James, are you on your merry way yet?
Sounded like it.
How far down the road are you?
Oh, we doubled a little bit there. No, I got some running around to do. I'm going to get going about, I don't know, after 3 anyhow. 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know. Haven't really, depending on when to get all my stuff done that I got to get done. But, anywho. We doubled a little bit. Dave, was that you monkeying around with the new radio with the beep? Did I...
I thought it was somebody that didn't belong.
I don't know. There are a lot of new radios, you know, and you never know. They come out of the box with silly stuff sometimes turned on. Could have been. Who knows? Whatever. But, anywho. Where is that Clearview? I think it's coming up here by the Golden Butthole. Looking for the Clearview Auto Wash.
It should be relabeled Jack's now.
right, what's going on?
And I'm sticking to my assessment, so 4x3 call.
Nah, I don't know. It's a weird one. I went into the car wash, I come out, and everything's all weird.
Yeah, we're really close. I'm at Van Dyke and Hall Road. Heading towards, just getting on the expressway. I'm heading towards, Clarkston.
Well, I just got out of the car wash, and I am out here in front of the old Lakeside Mall behind some idiot in a Jeep that just cut me off. And he realized he cut me off, he swerved into the shoulder. So I was coming up on his back end, but I managed to get it under control. But what a jack wagon, I'll tell you what. But then, most people with Trump bumper stickers on their car are.
There you go. What are you bringing this talk back to us? Going to go to DMR or you're going to bring a All-Star? You got that little All-Star thing going, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be on this one most of the time on All-Star, and, but I may, whoops, that truck wanted over, oops, sorry about that, didn't see his turn signal there, but, yeah, got me all confused there. I'll probably also have the, MI-5 on as well, because I'll be, traveling out in there. Footprint area, and I've got it all programmed up here with roaming in the car, so once I get out of the general area, I'll have, this radio will be of no other use really to me, so I'll throw it on probably the MI-5.
Yeah, that's what I got. Mine scans, well, 5.1 and 5.2. I didn't put any of the others in there, so figured there was no reason to, so. Okay, well, if you need anything or anything happens, Dave is also going to be on 5.1, he said, because he bought a handy talking just for it.
Yep, they'll probably set a machine up on the network. At the conference, they usually do. I know Ho's going, so he almost always requests the highest room in the facility and sets up a DMR machine. So we'll see. I don't know which one it's going to be. It'll be on one of the pairs that are already used, so I have it in my radio. But, you know, I'm just not there regularly enough to be worthwhile, you know. You got to be there regularly for it to be useful, I think. People don't expect to find me there, ever. So no one would come looking for me there.
Yeah, that's true, so. Okay, I'm going to let you go, sir. For some reason, you're kind of choppy, and my phone is blowing up, so I got to go back to work. So you'll be good. Stretch safe. We'll talk in a little bit later. If you guys go on some weird talk group, let me know. I'll listen in. NAKPP.
I switched over to Mount Clemens. No, it'd be 52, actually. But, we'll see. Anywho. All right, I'm not terribly far from my next stop, so works out.
Okay, Sean, check your antenna. Something's wrong. Unless it's on my end. I don't know, maybe somebody else can butt in, but for close as you are, you should not be that staticky, popcorny, unless it's my end. Chat later. If anybody else want to comment on who's popcorny, let Sean know. NAKPP, got to go talk on that telephone.
Should get some water in your coax.
I don't know. It's popcorny. Hello, check 1-2.
Yep, just makes me want to have a little bacon.
You must have used the triple foam.
How about now?
I think I heard a little flutter, but I don't know.
So I am not baking it. Hello, check 1-2-3.
You're perfectly copyable, it's just a little staticky, a little popcorn.
Well, these antennas suck. So I'm gonna back out for now, and because I'm at my stop. WNFU.
That one was pretty good. Amy Horn.
And still ain't great, though.
There's a radio shop over by the jail that'll fix it. That's where I go. Good morning.
Good morning. The questions of the morning are, how are you feeling? And you sound mobile remote, so I'm assuming you're on your way to your conference.
I'm feeling well. I got just a little loopiness, you know, kind of residual. Nothing, I don't feel bad. And, yes, I had some running around to do. Had to go by the shop and top off the car and pick up some stuff and check a few things out. And then I got to make a store stop. And right now I'm just trying to decide what I want for Covfefe / what's that stuff called? The green stuff, guacamole toast.
Oh, you're going to have to turn in your Bleeding Heart Liberal card. Avocado toast. You could overspend on other things, but that you can't. Are you on this side of town, or are you, do you have a... Well, you probably have a time budget you're working in.
No, I actually find myself with the luxury of a little time right now. Right now all I've got to do is get some chow and get some coffee, and then I've got the rest of the afternoon to just get packed up and ready to leave. I want to leave by 6, so I got a lot of time. So yeah, I'm heading that way. I'm in Fraser right now at 13, I don't know. I'm on Grosbeck anyhow, looking to make the cut west.
Okie dokie. Well, I am on my way to the office. I don't have a real defined timeline. I've just got a list of stuff I have to get done today, and it doesn't necessarily need to be done by, 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or something. So, if you find yourself in the hood, we could do something. I don't want to make your day more complicated, though.
No, I think that works. It wouldn't be bad. I could get some moral support on the one of the big decisions I have to make this afternoon. although, unfortunately, I know the support I'm going to get.
Well, just so you know, I'm not an easy yes necessarily, but I think you've done your homework and what you've shared and what I've read, it's a vote in the affirmative. Anyway, yeah, let me know. I don't know if that's something you want to do right away or if you want to, whatever works.
All right, I'm shooting west now. Let me, I've got the work vehicle. I don't want to be running around in that, especially if I cross the international dateline there. And so I'll, and I'm pretty grubby right now, so, although I probably won't change that at all. So we'll have to go someplace accordingly. Sweats and a puffer jacket approved. But, let me go home. Real quick, and jump in the regular vehicle, so probably about a half an hour.
Okay, yeah, well, that'll be great. I'm not going to have time to get into a project at the office and not have to abandon it. Perfect.
There you go. I mean, I can hold up. I can start getting some stuff ready if there's a better time, because I'm pretty flexible at that point. From this point on.
Oh, me too. I'm just making light of it. It's all good. Whatever works.
Okie dokie. I'll do that. And, like I said, I'm feeling, I felt pretty good yesterday. I just had a couple of spells where I hacked a little bit, coughed. And, I was mostly, I would have been capable of going yesterday if I needed to. Today, I feel much better. Although I'm not completely clear, you know, I'm breathing clearly through my nose and nothing really, little something. So I could tell there was something going on, but I definitely feel like, and the big thing is I'm not, what'd they do here? Huh. They tore something down and built a new gas station at 13 and Hayes, 14 and Hayes. That was the pie place, I think, wasn't it? Huh. But anyhow, I feel tons better today. So, get a shower a little bit, clear the head. I'll probably be ready to go. I figure it's about 3 hours to my destination, so not a bad ride.
Yeah, that could be worse. Yeah, you sounded terrible Friday, so I'm glad you do sound much better today. It's funny, I was reading the from the DX contest the summary reports on 3830, and the guy E77, I think his call is E77DX, the European guy, but he was doing a guest op at KH6J in Hawaii. And and he was sick. He was getting sick, and he ended up losing his voice, and he had to quit. He was really upset. I mean, he had a great score, but he did not operate the full amount. And I wanted to send him a note to say, sorry you didn't feel well. Sorry about your thing. Just please upload your once the once the log submission is passed, upload your log to EQS or to LOTW. Anyway, yeah, he had kind of a lengthy write-up, and it was unfortunate that he put all that time and effort into planning something, and then you're sick enough through it that you can't finish. That's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah, literally, the other side of the globe, he comes from near the prime meridian, and or Greenwich time, and he's traveling to the prime meridian, traveling literally the opposite side of the earth to do something, and then to be sick. Oh, geez, that's rough. I'm trying to think, we've all had that happen where I think probably my biggest one I can remember, the one that I always recall is I had. I think second row tickets to see Yes, and that was right in front of Chris Squire, who I was enamored with at the time. time, you know, being a, you know, fooling myself and, you know, thinking that I was going to be a bass player of any note. And I got so sick I couldn't go. That's the one I remember.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the write-up again and see if he was a remote op or not. It's possible that he may have been remote, and if that's the case, it's, you know, that's a little bit different. But I heard, I have a feeling he may have been on site. And then on Sunday afternoon, there was another German station who was remote, you know, portable KH6. And he sounded like he had, you know, compressed, you know, internet audio. And I thought, and after I, you know, read up the guy's write-up where he had to quit, it occurred to me that maybe he quit and the other guy just remoted in. Is like, well, instead of having the station off the air for the remainder of the contest, you know, someone else to come in and at least make some contacts, you know, hey, I'm paying for the place, someone might use it type of thing. So I'll have to reread it, but yeah, that would be tough. I'm trying to remember something like that, and nothing's coming to mind right now. If I had a horrible experience like that, I'd shut it out of my mind.
Yeah, well, that would be better if he, I mean, it's not better, right? You know, because I'm sure he's got a lot invested in even having it, you know, earmarked for the contest. That's got to be a little bit of a planning, you know, not something easily accomplished, but, so, yeah, it's a rough either way, but, you know, with it being Hawaii, I mean, you know, great excuse to go vacation to Hawaii. Of course, you're not going to see much Hawaii if you're going to be contesting hardcore, so there's this conundrum, you know, it's like, you know, boy, I want to go to Hawaii, but then again, if he went, you know, he could spend the week leading up to the concert, you know, the contest, or the week after, you know, so I could see where, you know, I mean, Hawaii is a destination for literally everyone, so, but, yeah, if he was remoted, it would be better, I guess. Yeah, the only thing, aside from that Yes concert, you know, where it was like just something that I wanted to do because I was sick, I'm sure there were other things, but nothing really sticks out. I got lots of stories of, you know, being sick that weren't great. I remember once getting called out on call when I was deathly ill for something that didn't matter. That one always sticks in my mind, but that's kind of the opposite, having to do something when you're sick. The uppers, 14 and Mound, heading east. Where are you at now?
I am in downtown Birmingham, coming up to 14 on Woodward. So just a few more miles to the office.
Roger. I mean, if you want to do it before, and you wanted to try that little place at 14 and Campbell, that kind of is not out of your way and very little out of mine. Just a suggestion, or we can stick with my original plan. Doesn't matter to me. Whatever works best for you.
Well, we should make that decision quick, because I got to make a turn here if that's the case. I know you like that place. You recommended it, and you went out of your way to go there a week or two ago. And if they've got stuff that you like, then I will certainly like it. So we could do that.
All right, let's do that. And I'll just head straight there. Then we should get there roughly the same time. And that's not really out of your way, and because you can take Campbell Street Town, put you right by work. I only got to go a mile or so off my course, which is perfectly acceptable. So, yes, 14 and Campbell. It's called, like, Mia's Bakery or something like that.
All right. Well, I'm in the Michigan left at 14 mile right now, so I will find it easy.
Okay. It's in a strip mall. It has some character for being in a strip mall, but But really, it's just the quality of the stuff, and they make a wicked espresso, too.
Now, I don't know if my delicate constitution can handle that. I'll have to have them do an Americano.
Yep, or you could cappuccino it or something that takes it down a notch. But I like the cappuccino. It's quite good. But, yeah, there's any number of things. They got a pretty good selection. A little independently owned, much like The Office, which I like as well.
Yeah, The Office is a little more breakfast-oriented, or I'm sorry, coffee-oriented, where it sounds like the bakery is a little more bakey-oriented. Although The Office gets, they get baked goods, but I think they're getting them from someplace local. They ain't baking them there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this place is definitely, I think they do everything, you know, fresh in there. They do it all. I don't think anything's shipped in. I don't think, but it's definitely top-notch, top quality, and I didn't look at their coffee, but they seem like they had everything you could imagine coffee-wise, so plenty of selection there as well. I can see 75, so so visibility's good, I guess, is what I'm saying.
K8BB. We'll note that on the environmental report. Is it south of 14 or east of Campbell? Or just what corner do I have to go to? I can find it.
It is in the strip mall in the southeast corner. You'll see an Outback, and it's just past the Outback. It's all the way out to 14 Mile. In the strip mall, the very corner building, all the way out to, across the parking lot from the Outback.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, pretty easy to spot. So when you see the Outback, you got plenty of time to turn in, and then that's right there. As soon as you turn in, boom, it's right there. The corner building on the in the complex.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign out for early and make a quick phone call to update my status, and then I will see you in a few. K8BB.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. See you there. WF. Steve. N8 Nacho Mama from W8 Foo. And because I want to be a fine example to all the young new hams out there listening, that is not a proper identification. I cannot say Foo. I must enunciate my call. So I am signing off now, and I don't have to tell you that, but I'm just explaining that I don't have to tell you that. So 4ID is ridiculous. First personals are terrible. Your name. Talk like you're talking to somebody on the phone. Drop the lingo. With that, I'm going to sign W8FU. Radio check 1-2, radio check 1-2. Radio check 1-2, radio check. Check one, check two.
Radio check, 1-2, radio check.
Does radio check have a call sign?
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Kilo Bravo.
You're awesome. And Roger B.
Sounds good on the highway repeater, KCAKJO.
Radio check sounds real good, except you gotta turn off the Roger beep. Other than that, you're sounding great.
Yeah, we don't need no Roger beep, so we got a repeater.
Roger.
Roger, Roger, what's our vector, Victor? Yeah, none of that Roger and over stuff either, Blonde. Oh, wow, wow. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Julie Oscar.
I gotta get some NAKBP.
K8VSI, Dave, you on the road yet?
K8VSI, I haven't heard your voice on here for a while.
Yeah, how are ya? Been a while. Kind of off and on, just popped in here and there, but, yeah, so it's been a while. Heading to lunch. What you up to?
Heading to Saginaw to help out another tech with a power supply issue and then a gate issue.
Ah, very good. A little drive time today for ya.
Yeah, Saginaw is 1 hour from my office in Auburn Hills, and around an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes from my house in Memphis, yet my service district is Ann Arbor, and that takes me an hour and 45 minutes from my house. Go figure.
Yeah, roger that. Been there, done that. Did service for about 20 years in my career, and different service areas, and sometimes it made sense, sometimes not. Anyway, I have arrived at my destination, so I'll chat at you later. KE8BSI, I'll listen out.
Family tree, enjoy your lunch. I brought mine today. KE8BSI from 73 from KCAK. J-O Mobile.
What up, Mr. Tom? Hey, Sean, you got your ears on? Hey, BB.
W8SSM Mobile, Grand Blank.
W8W.
Aren't you supposed to be on the west side?
Well, the first event is tomorrow morning. So I just have to get checked in tonight and get to sleep. I figure if I'm there by 9, 10 o'clock, I'm get more than enough sleep. So, and it's not a real early session in the morning, so I got somewhere to stop on the way out. I got to stop in Brighton for a little bit after 5, And so figure 5 to 6, I'll be in Brighton. So I'll be leaving the Brighton area around 6-ish, I hope. That should put me there by 8, 9 o'clock. That's the plan, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, as long as you're sticking to it, I didn't even look at the schedule. I didn't even look at the schedule for presentations or any of that stuff. I knew I wasn't going to go. Imagine that. Well, Fred's not going yet, yeah, because Fred's day job, you know. My day job is not, you know, what you do. So I can't write that off as a purchase stuff.
Yeah, and for me, I don't even have to burn up one of our freebies. You know, we get freebies as well, you know, through UASI. So I don't even have to burn up a freebie. So it's all covered. The only thing is any expenses that I incur that aren't covered by the conference. You know, I get per diems and stuff like that, but this is mostly 100% covered. There's really no time for anything. They really fill the conference from sunup, from breakfast to the end of the day. You know, then Motorola wants to take you out and wine and dine you one night, so that pretty much is that entire day. And then the next night, it's about the only night you go out, and then you're home, you know, on the before dinner on the next night. So all in all, it works out pretty good, and I enjoy it. I just hope that Craig doesn't stiff me again this year and make me get up and do a UASI presentation in front of the entire group. He stiffed me with that last year, that rat. So I'm bringing a sports jacket just in case, but I've got nothing to report, so I'm going to look like an idiot.
Did they shorten them? Because these are what starts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, usually you guys came home Friday, but or did they shorten it?
No, they shortened it. It starts Tuesday afternoon, you know, just afternoon, 1 o'clock, I think. And then, so it's a half afternoon on Tuesday. So most people will travel Tuesday morning. And, you know, then do the half day, and then all day Wednesday, and then a half day on Thursday, and they cut you loose around lunch. So you travel home on the afternoon, which is much better. I think it is much more in keeping with. It was a little bit long when it went, you know, through Friday and all that. And boy, they don't, you know, if somebody's only got 45 minutes worth of presentation, and they're given an hour. Boy, they just try to make sure they get every stinking minute of that hour covered. Like, stop! Just, if the person's presentation's only 40 minutes, then let us go for 20. Of course, you can get up and go anytime you want. But no, it's Tuesday, starts around 1, and they cut you loose about noon on Thursday. So now I've got, we try to double things up, and I've got some meetings in the morning, just because everybody's going to be there and it's part of the communications interop board. So we've got some things going on in the morning. That's why I'm getting there tonight, so that I can be at those meetings in the morning and then start the conference in the afternoon.
I was going to say, I thought Tuesday morning, like the work group meetings we have, you know, even before kickoff, you know, we had those meetings in the morning, even before the official kickoff at 1 or whatever it was. What I remember. Well, I'm finally heading to the golf course, so I gotta go to the Metaphora one and then load something up from there and then go down to the new one. I was trying to be out of here by noon and that just didn't happen. So now quarter after 1 and just coming up to M15 here.
Ah, good intentions. Well, Don and I just had brunch, I guess. So that was we hadn't sat down and
talked for a while, so that was nice. You came up, so your ears were probably ringing. But so that was a nice breakfast brunch. Just got done with a little bit of running around I got to do, but I am just pulling up to the house here. I got to get inside and start packing and taking care of a few things and getting ready for my departure. So I'm going to make this my last as I pack into my parking spot here and catch you when I'm mobile. By the way, I'll be on, I'll probably, as soon as I get out of the city here, I'll probably be on either, hang mostly on one or two, or does it matter? Statewide one, statewide two. I usually do statewide two for you guys, but I don't know. A lot of people on statewide one these days.
I heard him calling me earlier while I was working, but I was going to come in and say hello, but I was on my phone. So I usually have, well, when I'm in the truck, it's always scanning. I'm scanning one and two, but normally the radio's on two because that's the more us channels. And the statewide one, we try to be next on. So, but statewide two is where the radio is. But when I'm in the truck, it's usually scanning. And then I keep seeming one on the other radio. So. But, well, you have fun. You sound a whole hell of a lot better, so that's good. Hopefully you don't pick anything up while you're out there. All right, coming into, where am I? Goodrich. Coming into Goodrich. Woohoo! Halfway there. W8SSF.
All right, so if I'm hearing correctly, statewide two, because we can be eggplants there. Very good. All right, I'll probably be on that one, because I got it set up. I got to pick one and then roam. I'll do the roaming, because I don't know what frequencies or what. I'll just, as soon as I get out of town, let it figure it out for me. I think I got all the freaks in there. I don't know. We'll see. I've got, I think, one of your old toe plugs in this damn thing, so unless there's something new that's got picked up since then. All right, I'm here. I got to get inside. I will catch you later. W8FU.
All right, someone's calling me at 800. I'll be right back. W8FU.
BLX, testing.
W8FU.
Why is my Bluetooth between my cell phone and my Motorola not connecting? It's showing it's connected, but it's not connecting. Wonders never cease to amaze me. W8RCY.
Well, I can't answer that, but I do know this, that I've had problems with certain devices Bluetooth, and sometimes you just got to forget. You got to go into the device and forget it and re-find it. And that seems to clear things up. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay, before I do that, I have one last question. Does the radio have to be in digital mode as well, or... Because the radio is currently in analog, and the phone is obviously digital.
Wait a minute. I'm misunderstanding something. You're trying to use Bluetooth to connect what to what?
There is a Motorola Bluetooth app that will connect my digital Motorola cell phone to my XDR 7550.
So unless you have an external dongle for the XDR, I don't think those radios have Bluetooth. I'm not sure on that. There's plenty of people out here possibly listening. Fred, that can answer that, but I don't think the XDR has Bluetooth native. I think you'd have to have some sort of a Bluetooth device that plugs into the speaker mic connector, and then you would connect to that. If there's Bluetooth available on the radio, it should be in the menu. You would have to turn it on, and then you would find it with the phone and connect to it. But I don't remember the XDR having it natively.
Well, okay, well, I'll ponder it further, because right now they are showing that they are connected to each other. You look in the menu of the radio, the phone is in there, and vice versa. So, okie dokie. I take it you're on the road, so I wish you safe travels, and we'll talk to you probably Thursday night or Friday then. You take care.
All right, well, don't end the conversation. You have a habit of doing that. There's more to be said here. Okay, so clearly you have Bluetooth if you're seeing it and they're connected to one another. So if that's the case, then the radio does have it. You've managed to connect the two. So at this point, now I have had problems with connecting up certain headsets to my Motorola's Bluetooth, my APX. And even though they show as recognized and connected, they don't actually work. They don't pass audio because they use a little different Bluetooth standard. Or is it they wouldn't connect? And you're showing connected. So if that's the case, that your phone shows it's connected to the radio and the radio shows it's connected to the phone, then the app should work. Is there a place in the app and settings where you have to tell it, you know, you're connected, you know, what you're connected to?
Phone and location.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what that means. Like I said, in the app that you downloaded, the two of them are connected, but now what, is there something else this app is supposed to do? Is this for programming, or is this for operating it like a hands-free device or something? What exactly is the app supposed to do?
The two features that I mentioned, phone and location, are both allowed to be used, and it should be able to interact between the two, where I could probably use my, or most likely want to use my Zello connection on my phone through my radio. I don't think I can make a phone call or anything like that yet. But I'm just trying. It's an app that I've found, and I've been playing with it all afternoon.
Yeah, I have no idea how that would work. So, can't help you. Sounds like the devices are connected, but as far as what the app is supposed to do, I think some clarification as to what exactly it is supposed to do would be in order. All right, anyhow, I am not on the road yet. I'm just making a quick stop to get some things knocked out for Mama while I'm gone. So she'll be there. And I'll be back in here in a bit. Probably not going to be on the road until 5 at the earliest. So just getting things squared away. Carry on. Be back in a bit. W8FU.
Copy. W8RCY.
Oy, oy, oy. Traffic from hell.
I figured it out. You ain't RCY.
Sands, Irvingdale Mobile. Yes, Irvingdale, clear.
That ain't DBO.
KE8RUH.
What up?
What's going on? Took the early shift this morning, did you?
What did I do?
I said you took the early shift. You got in pretty early if you were already at your desk at 7 a.m.
No, my internal alarm clock's finally back on track. I'm supposed to be at my desk at 7. Those are my official hours, 7 to whenever. But winter took a toll. So now that the sun's actually coming up at a normal time, it's not hard for me to jump out of bed and get going.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's getting easier. And then we got daylight savings or whatever it is. The clock switch again this Saturday, I believe.
Yep, the absolute dumbest thing the government's ever done. Let's just keep changing the clocks, thinking that's going to make any sort of difference aside from increased utility costs.
Yeah, it's a real waste of time. It's and it's not easy to adjust to, so it's ridiculous. But here we are. There's a lot of ridiculous things that happen in the world today.
I love when it's finally starting to feel like spring and we're getting a break and then we're gonna change the box.
In the immortal words of Limp Bizkit, rolling, 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 rolling.
Why can't we be like Arizona? Don't they forego that?
I believe so. There's a couple states that do.
What's up? I am just creeping through town here. I don't know what's going on.
Monday traffic. What else would be going on?
Anthony, I haven't had a chance to watch that video yet. I'll try to tonight. I got some new SSDs I got to get ready for my laptop and my Steam Deck, but I think I'll be able to knock those out pretty quick, and then I'll have some time.
You could just play it in the background. It's a long interview, but I think once you see what he's trying to accomplish, I think you're going to be very interested, and then we can figure out how to proceed. Like I said, we'll use your programming skills and my access to hardware, and we'll be able to do something pretty cool, I think.
Sean, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I just had to respond to something. Trying to coordinate something. Got to be in Brighton by 5:30.
I hope you're in the car right now.
I am. The Google says I'll be there at 5:25. I mean, it's not like I have to be there at 5:30, but that's my target. You know, if I get to the mixing bowl and it's jacked, then so be it. But anywho, what's shaking? Starting my trip for the Great West. The West Coast.
Just almost home. You're sounding a lot better.
Yeah, I got, I felt pretty good this morning and did some running around, got everything done, and then did a nice hot shower, took the last little bit of gunk and kind of cleared me up, and I can tell I had something, but for the most part, I'm through it and feeling pretty good. So I have no issues. But anywho, I was a little worried, and I didn't know if I was, you know, how deep I'd go down, but it looked like the bad days were Thursday, Friday. It was kind of bad on Saturday. I didn't want to risk it. More coughing more than anything and that, so. All better now.
You were sounding pretty rough. I heard you talking to some guys on Thursday. And I was like, wow, that's why I didn't hear him talking this morning, because it sounded like you had just crawled out of bed to respond to those guys.
You know, it's really weird. I had a very, very specific spot in my throat. It's like one of my tonsils was infected or something. I don't know where they are, but I'm guessing where this pain was. It was right there on one side, on the right side, right in this one little spot, you know, or a lymph node or something, but something right there, you could tell. It was on fire Thursday. I couldn't even hardly breathe. It hurt to breathe. My throat was so ripped up, and the swallow was just agony. And that was the extent of Thursday, and I was just like, oh, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't, you know, I felt like I couldn't breathe really well. And then it lightened up a little bit on Friday and turned more into a cough, chest cold kind of a thing, and the ribs hurting from the coughing. But you know, that 2 days, I'm pretty much through it. So, in the end, not that big a thing, but really weird. Just, you know, it was so specifically right there, you know. And whatever that was infected or something or flaring or whatever the hell happens. I don't know. But a lot of these things. How are you guys doing? I heard you talking about my favorite time of year, fall back, spring forward. Yay. I wish we could do it 4 times a year.
You sound a lot better, though, KCKJO.
Yeah, we were talking about it this weekend and just how ridiculous it is and how we do not want to, it'd be wonderful if they just discontinued it. But, yeah. How's it going, Tom? Over you to Dakota.
Yeah, Sean, I know the feeling. It seems like whenever I get some kind of sinus cold or infection, that's usually where I get hit the worst. It's like one side of my throat feels like I got a golf ball in it, and it's sensitive to everything. And, yeah, I mean, it doesn't make a difference either way on the whole clock thing. It would just be nice if we could just stick to, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's way more negatives than there are positives to it, but that's just me. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, good, I'm going to get out of here. I'm on the main hill, and I'm bumping Percheron. But here's Sean back on the radio. Master of disaster himself.
Let me see that I got it. All right, have to merge on the 696 here. It's a mess. Oh, great, stalled vehicles ahead, barrels, the whole 9 yards. Why are there barrels on the westbound side? It's only eastbound that's closed, you sons of guns. Anyhow, so we'll see. I'll give you a report of how it looks on the eastbound side. It's supposed to be closed today, right? I'm heading west, though, so it's all good. Hello, Tom. And, yeah, daylight savings, what a farce. I used to think it was, you know, oh, you know, they did it for this reason. It was something to do with the kids going to school and harvesting and all that stuff. No, it's just, I forget what the hell somebody said. Might have even been you, Dakota, corrected me on it. I don't know. We were talking about it last year. But, yeah, just get rid of it, for God's sake. I don't even understand why. I think it's really, everybody agrees. I think it's just a matter of time. Pun intended.
Yeah, I thought they got close to ending it a year or two ago, but here we are still going through the same ridiculous exercise. So, I don't know. Dakota?
Yeah, I don't know. I read up on it not too long ago, and it was a combination of Johnson, Nixon, and Roosevelt, maybe, and the logic then sort of kind of maybe made sense. Now it's just, it doesn't. It costs tons of money to keep changing the time based on power consumption because people are using more electricity for lighting, the whole commute thing, businesses. It's just, it's really, really not the brightest thing. But I'm going to clear out. I just pulled in my driveway. It was a short one for me. I was on the phone half my drive, but I will catch you guys maybe in the morning. I don't know. Clear for you. NADBF.
Later, Dakota. Shoot me a text if you're going to be on the node later. I'll try to get on. Talk to you later, Tom.
I'm glad somebody can hear me. I'm up here at what, Chesapeake Birch Run area off the main hill, so. And it's up off at Birch Run for some chocolate.
You ever get that feeling when you leave for a trip, like, do I have that one absolutely most important thing that I need? Did I remember that? And I know, I remember where I put it, I know where it is, and yet I'm going to pull over because, man, if I get where I'm going and I don't have it, I'm going to be stuck.
Better safe than sorry, Sean. Hopefully you have it.
Catch half of that because I'll eat popcorn.
Am I making this one all right, guys? I know Tom's having a little trouble hearing. Oh, no! No! Seriously? You got to be kidding. They're not letting me back on the freeway here. Where are they? Let me figure out what I'm doing here. Am I making this one okay, though?
Hearing you clear, Sean. Good luck getting on the freeway. Talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, look, your audio's a lot louder there. Oh, yeah, I said I'm up here in Mount Morris area, so I'm on Mayville. I haven't tried keying the Flint yet.
Well, I'm on Phil's machine, and I should be great into it, but he's got a compromised transmitter, so it's a little popcorn-y to me, but I'm probably into it a lot better than I'm hearing it. Now, I'm just trying to get off the road here so I can double-check I've got that most important thing I need. Like, I'm certain I've got it, but... I'm at the point of all, I'm almost to the point of no return. Not quite. I could double back at this point without too much trouble. But, all right. Let's try this again. I got to get off and check. I'll be back if you guys are still here in a couple of minutes. W8FU.
Hey, Tom, I'm just rolling in the Flint repeater.
And I knew I had it with me, so no harm, no foul.
That's good. With all these new traffic patterns, the last thing you want to do is double back. And I saw where I think you were talking about that there was one lane down on 696 going west. It's like, what are they doing? Why? What's so important? But it was pretty easy getting on 696 from 75. There was no traffic coming behind me, so that was nice.
All right, let me just focus on getting back on the freeway here. I'll be back in just a minute. Looks like I'm pretty smooth sailing to the entry ramp here. Okay, there we go.
Are you delivering radio or repeater parts to somebody? No, I, there is an opulent toy that, I have agreed to purchase, and, it is in Brighton, so since I'm not going to be anywhere near Brighton on the way home, I'm going to pick it up on the way out. Ah, are you, en route to meetings for tomorrow? Yeah, I've got a convention I've got to be at, so, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and, so I was always heading out there this afternoon, and I've been eyeballing this, thing for the last couple of weeks, and, I had my conscience with me at breakfast this morning, and it was no good. It said, do it, do it.
What might you be purchasing if you are willing to share?
It's an amplifier, but not the kind for ham radio. Integrated amplifier.
For, what would that be for, like a guitar?
Music, audio. Well, they're both music and audio. No, for stereo, home hi-fi.
Cool. The home stereo system's getting an upgrade. Sounds like fun.
Pulling that dinosaur out of the closet, John?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that, Tom. But you said something about dinosaur closet?
Yeah, I say, you pulling that dinosaur reel-to-reel out of the closet?
No, no, negative. I'll be looking to do lossless streaming. You know, I've still got a fairly decent turntable from my mid-fi days. This is kind of an endgame amp for me at my level. Of course, that's what we all say, right? But this is kind of an endgame piece of equipment for me. And it warrants setting up a listening room. So I've got that on the schedule as well. So I've got a space I'm going to set up and start the... But this thing just popped up, and I've been eyeballing it for a while after researching the brand for a while and the particular component for a while, and just all the cards seem to line up to make me be stupid.
You only live once.
That's what the person that was supposed to put the brakes on me this morning is supposed to said, but he was supposed to say, you know, have you thought about this? Does the baby need a new pair of shoes? No, no, it's like, do it, do it. You listening, Don? Are you listening?
Hey, guys, I'm going to the driveway. I'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Yeah,
Sean and Tom, for that matter, safe travels, and hopefully you get to his destination safely. We'll catch up with you later. Sean, enjoy your conference, and maybe we'll talk to you Friday morning. KE8RUH, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Anthony, I should be in and out, you know. I should have drive times, except for me it'll be walk times to the conference center. 73W8FU.
Anthony, 79 from KCAKGO. Sean, I've had your final destination, 73 to you, too. I still got, time in that. Hey, get you.
Now, according to Mr. Google, I've got 25 minutes to go to get to my destination. I am approaching the mixing bowl here. Professor Don used to call it that. I never had heard that term until he said it. Apparently, people call it that. The 696, 275, 96 interchange. So I am fast approaching that, and seems to be moving pretty damn good. Got my fingers crossed. And I've got, about, like I said, about 25 minutes to go here still, so. But, yeah, just to kind of like, here's the split. Okay, yeah, moving very, very well through the split here at 275. So maybe I'll be doing well. Anyhow, yeah, audio has always been another love of mine, but I haven't done any for quite some time. You know, when the kids were little, I didn't have anywhere I could really set it up. You know, the basement was where we did projects and all sorts of other things, and there was no place to set anything up. And I had all my stuff in storage, and it was kind of mid-thigh, decent, you know, but it was kind of like that, you know, just scratching at the, you know, better than Holly Fretter level stuff. And, you know, it gave me a taste for, you know, for the good stuff. So I, it stuff's all kind of long in the tooth and really, okay, there's the brake lights. And I've kind of wanted to get back into it for a while, been thinking about it. So, yeah, it's kind of a splurge, but I figure, yeah, why not? Let's do it. I got a space. I got a hole that needs filling.
Yeah, I still have my stereo that I bought in California back in the late 80s. Got a newer receiver, but I got the equalizer, I got the JVC tape drive and the JVC CD drive. Like when we were younger, I had those big Pioneer 150 watt speakers with the 12 inch sub on it. And then when I moved into my first house, my wife was like, those are not coming in the door. So I ended up turning around and spending $300 on a pair of 300 watt clipsions. Still got them. And I just blew the dust off the tape deck probably about 2 weeks ago. Put in a good old Huey Lewis in the news, cleaned off the head, cleaned off the rollers, got it working again.
Well, there you go. I've heard good things about clips. I've never had a set. My best speakers have been Polks back when they were something. They were kind of a thing for a while there in the late 70s, 80s, early 80s and that, and then they kind of sold out to the consumer, you know, the box store market. And they still make a reasonably decent product, but I mean they were really turning some heads when they came out with their studio monitor 10s and 7s and stuff. Still a good speaker. I got a pair of 7s still. I had a set of 10s that got destroyed, you know, and but that's okay. I'm moving well beyond those. They were great speakers in their day, and the little 7s I got will probably pair up with a Marantz, an old Marantz with the gyroscopic tuning that I'll probably get going for fun, but this is a whole different kettle of fish here. And now the Denon turntable I picked up and had with my old Crown. I had a Crown set up, and I had the Denon turntable and an Onkyo tuner, and it was pretty good mid-thigh. The Denon turntable still holds its own pretty much for as much vinyl as I'll be spinning. I think it'll do just fine. We'll see on that. I'm going to leave that. You know, I'm really doing this for the lossless audio streaming and stuff, the high-def audio. And I don't plan on bringing any tape into it. Just we've progressed too far beyond tape. But, you know, if you've got a really expensive and good collection, obviously you want to do something there. You know, it's the joy of that can't be downplayed. But,
you know, if I could spin my old vinyl and listen to my favorites on, I'm trying to decide between streaming services. Hold on one sec. So I'm right now I'm experimenting with streaming services. I had this one called Qobuz, Q-O-B-U-Z, and that one was pretty damn good. And then there's another one called Tidal, and I'm trying to decide between the two which one I'm going to kind of settle in on. And I talked with a person I trust on this topic fairly well, and in the general audio, you know, high-end audio, and seems to think that Qobuz is a good move. But they're both probably pretty good. But I think I might try the other just to see what it's all about. But it's kind of where I'm going to be moving towards. So, streaming from the cloud, man.
Well, if you need an iPad for streaming, it's got a Lightning connector. I got a couple of them. I'll just drop them off for you. If you want one, you know, something permanent or whatever. I pick them up here, pick them up there. The Eclipses, I love my Eclipses. Their bookshelf, like I said, they got a six inch on them, and then the mid and high is an incorporated horn, and the bass that I get out of them when I really turn it up, like, oh geez, something from Kiss or Judas Priest or something like that, it just really rocks the house. You know, I had them in an entertainment center in my first house, which used to be an old closet, and just the sound that came out from the back was phenomenal.
Oh yeah, Judas Priest. I like church music. Just kidding. But anyhow, cool. I've heard good things about them. You know, in fact, I was researching them. I kind of got my eyeball on a set of Kefs. Which will be new to me. I'd like to demo them first, but I'm pretty sure that's the way I'm going to go. So I've kind of known I don't have them yet, and those are kind of like what I'm leaning towards. There's a few others. There was a vintage pair of speakers by Dahlquist that I always had a hankering for when I was young. But, you know, the state-of-the-art is really, really progressed a lot. And they're great speakers, there's no question about it, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I get them, and then are they going to need to be refurbished, and I'm not going to do that. And as much as I'd love to have a set of those DQ-10 Dahlquists, I'm like, you know, let's be realistic. Let's just get something decent. So I'm probably going to get these CAF LF-50s. And I'm just going to wait for the right deal to pop on those. Although I'll be looking a little harder. I'll probably wait till I get my little fun money stash back up to enough to buy them cash, you know, instead of having to put them on a card or something. And so, but that won't take but a minute. But still, it's kind of where I'm leaning. We'll see. Give me some time to maybe find a pair to demo.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think when I was a kid, or in my late teens, a friend of mine had a pair of Sherwin Vegas, I think is what they were. Really nice. Really nice. They were, I think they were, they had 12s on them with a mid and a high. I think there was two mids and two highs on them, and one big sub on it. And the sound on those were really good. But yeah, I love my clips. I think I was going to get another set. I was getting another clip.
No, I've been thinking. I'm going to try those Polk 7 monitors that I've got. They were my father-in-law's, and I'm going to try those with that Marantz. I got a 2265 Marantz. I'm going to try the Polk 7s with those. It might be a match made in heaven. I know it's more than enough power for those Polks. They're pretty efficient. But if they don't work out or if the tweeters are blown, which, you know, frequently those Polks are, instead of refurbishing them, you know, it becomes diminishing returns. I may look for, like, a pair of, you know, clips for them or something like that. We'll see. You know, see, that's a whole other thing. But they sound very good. Never been a fan of the Bose. Never bought into the whole Bose
or B&O, you know, thing. Very gimmicky. Sherwin Vega's big in the studio and big bass, I understand. I've listened to a few and they always seem to have big bottom. Okay, what do we got here? New Hudson, and I see nothing but taillights. Yeehaw, W8FU. No, this is just a stop I'm making on the way out. No, the conference is on the west side of the state, and it's you know, three hours, so I'm staying there.
Where are you going, Holland or Muskegon?
Muskegon.
That's a nice area. I was just out there two weeks ago, something like that, in North Shore. But it was Muskegon mailing address. Usually when I go out there during the night, I'll go down to the Grand Haven Lighthouse and go kick it there for lunch. Alright, let's see if we can find another break here.
How you doing on Statewide 1? I got that dialed in.
Well, back to Meadville I go. I was on, I think, Holly. So I sound better on this one.
Yes, sound fine. But, now I just grabbed my note. I got my little clear note, and I don't worry about it anymore.
I think that's going to be my next little purchase after I get the Motorola taken care of. I think I can find a little mode for All-Star.
If you want one of the Sherry Pie setups, I've got two of them. I've just got too many nodes. You know, I've wanted to try everything. You know, the clear node's great, right? But a lot of people don't want to spend that kind of money on a node. So if you're not doing that route, you know, the Sherry pie hat's really nice too. But there's a lot of ways you can go. But if the Sherry setup is something you'd be considering, I'd probably get you set up with one of those for a reasonable deal.
Does that hook up to my phone, or does that hook up to my LTE modem?
It's an All-Star node. It works just like your digital hotspot, except for it has Wi-Fi. But you would, what the hell is all the flashers? Man, we're at Kent Lake, and there's flashers all over the place. Man, can't quite make out what it's all about. Oh, well, as long as I don't rubberneck. It's just like your hotspot, except for it's analog, and, you know, you connect up to, like, Who Cares or you know, this system or any number of other repeaters or systems. And you can either have it Ethernet or you can use Wi-Fi. So what happens when you're traveling, you just throw the hotspot on your phone, and you have the node connect to your Wi-Fi hotspot on your phone. And then you just, dial it wherever you want. Have your HT talk to your node, and bingo bango, you're never out of range.
Oh, okay. I got an LTE modem, and I'm sure I can get my hands on a small hub or switch. You know me, I try to acquire things as I go. That wouldn't be too much of an issue.
I mean, you can certainly do it that way. You know, I guess there's some pros and cons, but, I mean, I just turn on my hotspot on my cell phone. So when I walk out, all I have to do is have my cell phone and the node, and I'm incommunicado.
bouncing all over the state.
Yeah, I got him a couple of archives to work with on that. So he's probably got his hands full trying to decode all that, get it all in there. He should, he's got the best possible information right from the horse's mouth.
He had it pretty much set up for me, that XPR 4550. And then I wasn't hitting all the DMRS when I was coming across 69. So yeah, he's going to redo that, and then I can have all the DMRs for 51 through 54 for MI5, so he's working on getting that in there too. I know he's a busy individual, you know, like yourself and like me, so I'm trying to catch everybody when I can.
Yeah, my problem is letting things fall through the cracks. I know, you know, somebody say, hey, can you take a look at this? And yeah, you know, and then I kind of just drop the ball on it, you know, and I forget if it isn't something. Did I miss my, no, 2.6. Okay. I am pretty close to my first stop. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you're taking a different route than I would.
Well, no,
I'm going to take that route, go through Lansing, and then go up 96 at 69, take that across to 6 north, up to Muskegon.
Well, I mean, where you live is, you know, different a little bit. You got some decisions to make, but for me, it's pretty obvious. I just take, 696 to 96 till it ends.
Depends on how scenic of a drive you want. You know, because you got 131 out there. But I guess I've been working out there lately. And usually it takes me 69, and then I take that west, and then I'll take 131 north, or take it 69. I think that just takes you right into Muskegon also. Was in Saginaw today, taking care of their stuff.
Yep. All right, Tom, I'm in uncharted territory here, and I've got supposed to get off the freeway here, so I'm going to pay attention because I've got to get where I'm trying to get to. Exiting the freeway now. Thanks for the drive. I'll be back out here in a little bit, but I imagine you'll be destinated by then, which is a term we use nowhere else but here, so I should probably avoid using that. W8FU.
Let's see if I got mine, if I remember, is it
Tom?
So where are you that you're so far away from everything?
I'm coming back from Saginaw. I was up there for a bit, got through some heat issues. Now I'm heading back home in Memphis. I'm just getting into the outer edges of the Richmond repeater.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're doing much better that time. You must have been in the valley.
Yeah, I was going under Cape Bank Road on 69 here.
Okay, so you live in Memphis. I don't know where that is, but I'm assuming it's somewhere in that area, some area maybe.
Well, where are you at? Is that, is this Muskegon? Is that a repeater? Or, I forgot which one you're on.
No, I'm in West Bloomfield.
Okay, 500, Jim. Do you know where Richmond is?
Sorry, I got very noisy there. At the end there. You said, do I know where what is? Yes, I know where Armada is out of those that you listed. It's the only one I know.
Okay, well, if you take the main drag east through Armada, which is either Armada Ridge or Armada Center, if you take that east, actually, if you take Armada Ridge east until it ends, that's Richmond, and you turn left on M19, go north on another 10 miles, and you'll hit Memphis.
Okay. For some reason, I've never been through there. Been to a lot of parts of the state, but don't recall passing through Memphis. And I think that would have caught my attention, being, you know, thinking, oh, we're in Tennessee or something, you know. So, but I don't recall that. So, that's a new one for me. All right. Well. Just heading out, got our bowling night tonight, and a league, going to dinner, and then trying to knock down some pins.
I need to get back into that. I miss bowling. One of the few sports that I enjoy being involved with is bowling. I have to check out the games at Strikers. They're over there in Armada. But, yeah, if you look at Memphis, it's the very northeast corner of Macomb County. You reach the northeast corner of Macomb County while you're in Memphis. You can't go any further than you jump right into St. Clair. It's where Sage Creek Winery is at, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I think so. Is it anywhere near Marysville?
Marysville is Gratiot and Allen Road, Battle Run, Wadham. I mean, I can get there. It'll take me about 15 minutes to get to Marysville from my house in Memphis. If we keep going straight north on M19, you'll hit 69. So if you're traveling east on 69 towards Fort Huron, you'll hit the exit that says Sandusky, Emmett, and Richmond, Memphis. That's where I'm at.
Okay. I don't travel 69 very often, but I know where it goes through, so that gives me a really good idea where you're at. Okay. Alrighty. I'm in a nice league, and it's a lot of fun. Don't have a great average, but I'm not in it for glory. I'm in it just for fun.
That's the way to do it. Last time I went bowling was at Fountain View Lakes
Yeah, it's like anything else, you know. A lot of people take it very seriously and they get very frustrated and upset and start kicking the equipment and stuff. It drives me crazy when people do that. It's just a game. But I tell you, the technology of the balls and everything else, it's, and now everybody's going into the game now seems to be bowling two-handed, you know, and really cranking the ball. It's so weird. I don't think I could ever do that, but that's how they've grown up doing it, and that's how they do it.
That's so fun. I'm one-handed. I'm right-handed. I don't put a spin on it. None of that fancy stuff. I hop at the end. That's about it. I release the ball. But I'm usually a straight shot right down the middle of the lane. My average was actually doing pretty good. I'm not the greatest. If I concentrated on it more, took more time, I probably could be up there close to 300. But I think my last average was like 206, I think.
That's pretty darn good, 206. We got a lot of people in our league who are over 200 average bowlers. It's amazing to me. I'm still down in the 150s, but that's okay. Like I said, not looking, because when I get something in the 200s, I'm ecstatic, whereas a lot of the other guys are upset that they that's all they got.
I was playing one game, just messing around, and I mean, I was really concentrating, and it's five in a row. I did one, then I did another, then I did another, then I did another, and I was really, people were starting to stand by me. I mean, I was just smacking them down, and then my wife comes over and plays an old trick from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where me, Marion Blues, and Robin Deer, and she did that and totally threw up my game. I gave her the dirtiest look that she's ever seen, but don't ever do that to me again.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, yeah, I've gotten, about 3 weeks ago, I think I got 6 strikes in a row. It's unusual for me. I don't think I'll ever top my high game, which was, when was that, 2000? Seven, I think, or six. I bowled a 290 spare and 11 strikes, and then I got a strike in the next frame of the next game. So I did get 12 in a row, just not on the same game, unfortunately. And it was. I haven't come close since then.
Yeah, that was my best game. I think it was like, I don't know, probably 230, something like that. I said that's when I was really concentrating. But besides that, I think I probably, overall average of all the times that I've been bowling, I'm going to say maybe I'm right with you, right there in the 150, 160 range. Like I said, it all depends on if I'm having fun or I'm really concentrating. But when I find a rhythm and I find a slot down the lane, I try to stick with it, and it just keeps going like that. I said I don't spin the ball, so if I get a 7-10 split, I know I'm not going to get it. I'll drop one, but on both of them at the same time, unless it's pure luck.
No, I don't know anybody who can make a 7-10 split, truthfully. So that's an almost impossible split. I mean, if you got to hit it just right and have it bounce off the wall and ricochet back, it's about the only way you can get it. However, there was one time I did have the 6-7-10 up. I threw the ball. I knew I missed it. I turned around. Didn't see what happened. When I turned back, all that was left standing was the 6. So somehow I did take out the 7 and the 10, and I have no idea how I did it.
By an unintentional spin when you release the ball. The only way I can see it, you get that spin on there, you get it just right. Tap either the 10 or the 7 at the time, which way you bowl. do, I'll, like I said, bounce it off and drop it down right as the gutter. That's rare. I've done it, I think, maybe once or twice in my entire time I've ever bowled. And that's about it. Besides that, like I said, I haven't bowled. If I try bowling now, I'll probably be down in the 120s, 130s, you know, because I got a bad shoulder now, so I had surgery on it. I don't know. Maybe I'll start doing bowling again. I got too many after-work activities I do already. KJL Frankie.
Yeah, ABPR. Yeah, shoulder injuries definitely take out of bowling if it's that arm. So, but like I said, the there's so many different balls to choose from now. I do throw a moderate hook, and I got a ball that I use. I only use one ball. I don't carry two or three like a lot of people do, or four. And so I've got to compensate for how to make, like if I just have a 10-pin left and I got to try to keep the ball from hooking. It's difficult, but I've kind of figured out a way to do it most of the time. If lanes are too dry, it's a problem. But I don't know. Maybe I should get a second ball. I don't know. But like I said, I don't really care if I light the world on fire.
Yeah, I try to, I don't know why, that's like I said, when I spin it down the lane, like I said, it usually has a little bit of rough, has a little bit of a spin on it, but not much. Usually I'm trying to bring it right down the center. Regards to lighting up the lane, no, that's not going to happen. But at least I get it down there. I can tell when it gets, you know, I use the house balls, I guess you say. I don't bowl that often. I'm going to go out there and spend $200-$300 on a nice spinner or anything.
Yeah. Well, I remember I used to throw just a straight ball a long time ago, and my average never got above like 120. And then I learned to throw a hook and got a ball that hooked, and at one time my average was actually, I think, in the 170s, so it should be bad, but as you get older, don't do as well. Alright, I'm just about where we're all meeting for dinner before bowling, so nice talking to you, Tom, and we'll catch you later. Drive safe. ABAPR, 73, good evening.
ABAPR, enjoy your dinner in Bolin. I'm about 2 seconds away from the home base. 73, have a good night. KCHK, KO.
Am I still connected? K8BB from W8FU.
Oh, this is W8VIJ.
W8FU. Let's try this again. W8FU, am I connected?
10-4.
Alrighty then. Just traveling here, and my node just spit its IP address out, indicating it
rebooted or something. I get that every now and again. That's been a little weird.
That actually sounds remarkably well, sir.
I got you in Madison Heights, W8RCY.
Well,
well,
it's all good.
All right, Peter. And
W8FU Lansing. Heading west. Was that our pad I heard in there? I wasn't sure who the other person was. I heard Donald, but who was the other? Or was that Wally? Could have been either.
This was Wally. The other one was Donald.
No, no, I knew Donald was there. It's just you sounded either like you or my friend Arpad, who gets in here occasionally. Not all that much. W-Y-8-M. But you came in there and sounded like him, and being mobile and all that other stuff.
Who cares?
Anywho, I've got statewide one on. I've roamed to the Lansing machine, but this is working perfectly fine. I heard you talking to Tom earlier. You were working on his archive, and he had mentioned that, so all good.
Yeah, I transferred some stuff, and then there's a lot of stuff, as we discussed in here, I don't recognize, and a lot of simplex stuff here that I don't recognize, so I'm deleting all of the stuff that I don't recognize.
Please delete me. Let me go.
There you go. Hello, Eric. And then pass it over to Donald.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Donald. Just thought I would throw in a little comment there. Just got home. So there you go.
Good evening, Instigator. And Sean, I was just going to jump in with this quick comment. I figured out the connection problem with that app between my radio and my phone. There was a little asterisk there, and you know how asterisks are. You got to read the fine print down at the bottom. I feel like a dork. It only works on Motorola R7s, the replacement to my XDR. But the app says Moto Turbo. I figured that was everything, so that's why it wasn't connecting. That app will only work on an R7. Next up is Wally.
I got 2.0 if you need it, or you can just download it. They'll let you have it. It's not super secret like it used to be. All you got to do is tell them you're using it for an amateur radio, and they will give you permission to download it. Legal, beagle, and free, which is kind of nice of them. All they want to do is make sure that you're not using it for a commercial entity. And once they figure that out, poof, they give you the key, they give you the password. So that's good enough by there. So other than that, I'm doing this MI1, I think, and I couldn't find that in that code plug because I was going to put that in for Tom as well. But it looks to me like I'm going to have to punch all of those in. Burt, Danville, Detroit, Flint, Frankenmuth, Holly, Lansing, Mayville, and Mount Clemens. All those are most of the time hooked up to this repeater. Is that correct? I'm asking. Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes. Those are all part of the Central Michigan MIA1 network. And I'm really shocked that one of those archives I sent you doesn't have that in there, particularly the one from Paul, because it's one of the more current ones.
Okay, I'll look, because I really don't feel like taking all of this.
Is that Ho? Eric, you talking to Ho?
I think we lost him. Anywho, I was just responding that I was picking you up from wherever you are right now on your travels. But, yeah, full quality. Sounds fantastic. And I'm out of here. I've got some other issues that just popped up this afternoon. Got dumped with something that I'm not wanting to take over, but that's for another conversation for another day off the air in private. Sean, have a safe trip the rest of the way. Enjoy your little seminar, and I'll be getting off of this. W8RCY, we'll be monitoring until about 9 o'clock.
Trying to think, Eric's off on statewide one, so he's not in rotation right now. But all right, Donald, I'll be on the road here for another hour and a half, and then I'll get settled in and get my node set up. I'll probably try to monitor. I'll probably be on the lurker, you know, and switch back and forth as activity dictates. And I didn't bring any DMR equipment, handheld DMR equipment, so I'll have to either use the node for that or something else if I want to do that, but that's okay. I really don't have a lot of time to play radio once I'm there. So we'll catch ya. W8FU, go ahead, Wally.
I was going to say, you want to try 5-2 really quick? I think somebody's on 5-1 because I'm trying to get this scan head to behave well. So when I tell it to do selected, it stays selected. I didn't have that, so I'm trying to get that so it works better for Tom. But you want to try 5-2 just for a quick one? Then I'll let you go.
Okay, I think it's Eric and Tom. So you could, maybe Dave? I don't know. So you could just jump in there, but I'll do 5-2 if you want. It'll take me a while to acquire, probably.
Okay, I'll just wait in 5-1 until I hear you.
All right, yeah, it sounds like the gang's all there, so W8FU. I'm pretty much done with DMR. NAKPP from W8FU. Donald, are you still in here listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, I appreciate it. I just being on the road, you never know if my phone dropped out or something and my node disconnected. Guys are on VMR. I'm halfway between Lansing and Grand Rapids, and I don't think I'm in range of a repeater, even though I'm connected to one. I'm hearing most of their conversation. I'm just not making it, so figured I'd just come back here. Good old reliable analog.
Right. Yeah, I was listening to them on the, I think they were on M1. I was listening to Eric and Dave, I think it was. Those two were going at it. But yeah, they sounded good, solid. But they're supposed to anyway when you're on that frequency. So, yep, I'll be still. I'll sit here for a little while. I got stuff I got to do, like I said, that I don't want to do. But, like I said, another conversation for another day. So, all right. But I'll be monitoring. Not a problem. W8RCY.
Okay, thanks for the check. Was that you, Murph?
N8, not menstrual. Roger. So I'm mobiling the interop. Man, I'll bet you're just green with envy. You could be sitting there with Pat and Keith and, quite honestly, I don't even know. I looked at the sheet for names that I recognize, and I didn't see any of the usual suspects from your old stomping grounds.
Honestly, I have no idea who's there anymore.
Well, of course, you know, Keith is, you know, still doing your old job. And I think we'll hear that she passed or something before we hear she's not doing something over there. I think it's just too lucrative.
Somebody told me she was getting out after this year, but I forget who that was, and I don't remember. So therefore, I can't ascribe any credibility to it.
I don't know. I don't talk to them over there all that much. And that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. I agree. Now, I know Keith's there, and I know most of the guys are still there. All the women, all the office staff is new. I don't know who any of those people are. And I think the last few people I hired either left the county or moved to the dark side.
Right. Yeah, the texts are pretty much as you recall. I don't think there's been anything new over there. Although I heard they might have picked somebody up that neither one of us know. I don't know if that was a rumor or what, but could have been the state that they picked up a tech. I don't know. Either Metro or your old stomping grounds picked up a tech. I got an opening coming up. I got to fill a tech position. Brucey Baby's leaving May 6th, something like that. So, I'm dreading the thought of trying to fill his shoes.
Well, I was thinking just the other day, I've been gone from there 25 years, and I think, wasn't Bruce my replacement, or was it Dave? One of the two.
You know, I've never been really good at that. You know, everybody says, yeah, I think I, you know, replaced this guy, replaced that guy, and I quite honestly can't remember who replaced who, when, but I'm sure it's one of them. You're 25 years. I think Bruce has got... I don't know, Bruce and Mickey were writing about the same time, and Dave, no, I think, wasn't Dave there when you were there, or was Dave after you?
You know, Dave may have overlapped a little bit. He may have filled in for Bill Wood.
Yeah, because Dave's been gone quite a while, so, and I know he had 20, so I think you guys overlapped a bit. And, yeah, because he talks of you like, you know, he remembers working with you. It wasn't a lot, but you guys did overlap. And, so it would be, and I don't think you work with Mickey or Bruce. So I'm going to guess it's got to be one of them. Well, obviously it does. Mickey was before Bruce, and if you didn't work with Mickey, then it had to be Mickey, right?
I'm following your logic, and I can't find fault with it.
must have been it. You must have, unless Mickey was there when you were there, and I don't think that's the case. You would have replaced him, and then I'm guessing Bruce replaced DJ, I'm guessing. John was gone, right, during your tenure, or was he there when you left? I don't remember.
He was still there when I left. The only one that left, or, well, there's Toth left when I was there, and Bill Woods left. DJ was still there. Yeah, everybody else, Mahoney. They left, like, right after me, within a couple of years.
Roger. I don't know, but Bruce is a short timer. He's so short he has to look up to tie his shoes. And the rest of them will all outlive me. I was, I figured as long as Bruce was there, I'd stay. After Bruce, I'd stay today. And, the sign says Lowell. I'll probably be able to make that repeater now. But I have no idea where I am. All these names out here are Greek to me.
Yeah, it's not a part of the state I'm really familiar with. It's all passing through, going somewhere else country.
Well, I had breakfast with Don this morning at that little place I really like. He was impressed. He liked it too, so. Cool little place. We'll have to get you down there now that you're upwardly mobile, or mobile anyhow. But, and he gave me all the, positive reinforcement I needed to be stupid. Now I've joined the stupid club with regards to, audio.
Oh, no!
Hey, man, got any of that oxygen-free, copper, multi-stranded, custom speaker cable?
Oh, but give me your order and the little elf will come in while I'm sleeping and leave some for you.
Well, a brash decision, and I'll have to tell you about it other venues, but quite excited. Met a guy earlier today, and we talked and demoed and all that stuff, and my hair stood on end. It was impressive. So, of course, his speakers were, like, just bourgeois, but, so, you know, of course, a lot of it could be that.
Roger. I keep thinking I'm going to do something, but nothing as esoteric as what, you know, what you guys are into, but I would like to do something kind of a vintage-y thing. And I've got some equipment that I've squirreled away over the years that I could, you know, overhaul and use. But it's always fun to buy new old stuff, too.
It's absolutely top-notch, and it's, you know, it's end game for me. I know, you know, the people with the sickness, I'll just roll their eyes and go, yeah, I thought the same thing. But this should be, and this really should be end game for me. And so I'm getting a card a little ahead of the horse, you know, speakers first for the environment. I've got the environment all figured out, and I had the speakers all figured out, but while, you know, but then this thing popped up, and I went out to visit this guy, and, you know, he's turned me on to something, an alternative. So I've got, but I'm barreling down the path. You know, the problem these days is sources, you know. I mean, we were the tape phono generation, right? And, you know, I think CD, you know, came in, you know, we watched them rise to prominence. And,
you know, I still have a fair amount of my best music on CD. But now, you know, this lossless streaming is the way to go. And so that's kind of the direction I want to move. But I will probably have to, I don't know. I don't know if I want to monkey with a CD player, you know, because really anything I have on CD, I could probably easily go get in the higher quality streaming, lossless audio streaming. So, but all another esoteric thing to monkey with.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like to demo that lossless streaming and see if with my, my present state of hearing, which is probably okay, but, you know, I am old and things don't work the way they used to, but see if I'm going to be able to tell a difference. Anyways, this is N8NM at, 7:36.
And this is W8FU at roughly the same time, but not at the same place. And so that's one thing. My eyesight is deteriorating, other various faculties and all that, but my hearing remains, very, very good, up into the very high registers. I guess Grins, I had one of these places that does hearing testing. They, their whole mission in life is to try to sell you, some sort of a hearing thing. And I don't know why I decided to do it, just to go get it tested. And because I didn't know how much of my hearing loss was selective and, selective hearing loss due to the source material and how much of it was legitimate. And so I went in there and had them tested. They commented, they go, holy cow, your hearing is like, crazy good. And I said, yeah, I think I still resolve things fairly well. I think I'm able to not hear things pretty well, is more what's going on than anything. But I still get the little hairs on my arms stand up. But I did tonight. I was listening to a demo of this amp on these. This guy had a set of KEF R11 Metas, which are, like, forget it, his endgame speaker, something I'd never consider, but he was playing this into those, and it's like, so that's obviously going to be a lot of it, but honestly, I just, it really did, get my hair standing up on end, just amazingly, sounded amazing.
Felt that way listening on 40 the other night.
Well, I get other things standing up for me.
Yeah, just grounded during thunderstorms.
Well, I do believe, I am in Grand Rapids, and it looks like I'm fairly, I don't know where downtown is with respect to the freeway, but I'm in the thick of it, that's for sure.
Wunderbar. Yeah, Mickey came out to visit.
Who?
Did I lose my node?
It could be me. I'm in, I don't know where I'm at. But you said somebody came out to visit. And then I said, who? And then the next thing I heard was, you thought you lost your node.
I know. I think I lost my push to talk is what it was on the handheld here. The cat, the black and white one, she came out and mewed at me.
What is the cat's name? Because I thought you either said Mickey or Vicky.
Her name officially is Minky, like an animal's fur, but, referring to an animal's fur. but she's also like the mink, the flying minkle. She has all sorts of names.
All right, you said Minky. That's why I thought I heard Mickey or Vicky. Minky. I'm like, all right, I'm confused because I know a Mickey and I know a Vicky, and I don't think either one of them came to visit you.
No, but at least one could have been a rescue.
There you go. You know, Vicky's back with us now. She's a special project getting finance. Our finances department is leaves a little to be desired. She was brought in to right the ship. I got a lot of respect for that woman. She is a dynamo, man. She sets out to do something and it gets done. I've got nothing but praise for her, and they brought her in, and I understand why. I mean, people that get results, you know, keep asking to come back, can you fix this problem now?
And it's good that she's willing to, you know, because I'm sure she doesn't need to. Now, her husband, did he pass away, or is he still around? I know he retired a long time ago.
No, he's still around. I mean, best. Hold on. Looks like he's downtown now. Hold on, give me a minute here, because I'm downtown and there's something going on here at the freeway.
Roger. N8NM.
Right back. Okay. It was a keep right, so I didn't get pushed downtown onto 127 or whatever the hell it was. 27, I don't know. But I am on the right track, and now it says I don't got to do spiddly swap but drive for 36 miles.
Very good. I got this noisy-ass airplane that flies over here that has, like, LED lights on the bottom that are, it displays some sort of signage, but I can't read the damn thing, and it's not because of my eyes. I couldn't read it before. But it's annoying because it just kind of zigzags back and forth and drones. Let's see if I can read it now with the new eyeball. Kelly, you... Oh, I can't say that on the radio. Let's just say Kelly was a dirty girl.
Did she acquaint herself with many a suitor?
I think so. That's the assertion.
Where did you see such graffiti?
Okay. The stuff I've been able to make out has been like happy anniversary, Kevin and Jane and crap like that. I don't know who it's intended for, if it's something you... I imagine it's something you pay for at the airport and they, you know, annoy people. And usually just on weekends. This is kind of odd on a Monday.
Hey, let me drop out of here. I'm navigating some stuff here. I may want to get off before I go into the Never Never Land. So I may pull off and try to find a coffee and then get back on. I will be back with you if you're around. If I didn't pass my last chance, I'm not sure. Oh well, we'll see. W8FU.
Very good. Try not to harm yourself or others. N8NM.
That was weird. The right lane forced you off, and the left lane shut down right at the same time.
and then all of a sudden, boom, you're in the country. Like, that was just a little weird. I suppose if you lived around here, it'd be pretty, whatever. I'll be getting a few. Yee-haw, yippee-skippy.
Ya made it.
Well, I'm at exit 4. So, there ain't a whole lot of highway left. And I have entered Muskegon County a little ways back. So, for all expense and purposes, I'm near Fruitport.
Oh my.
I do like this side of the state, given given some little foresight or little different situations I could have seen myself. I thought about moving out this way at various points in my life. Also up toward the Traverse area. In fact, when we wanted to move out toward Traverse, we could have got in that area very easily, and we'd have probably done really well with whatever we did. But it depends, because, you know, we were young kids without a ton of money, so who knows what we have gotten. But I do like it out this way, except the lake effect snow. I could live without that.
Yep, that is kind of an issue over there, isn't it? Like, footage.
Yepers. It was last year we were out here, and I think the day we got in, it was really nice. It was like 40-something. Everybody was like fools, windows down, walked around in, you know, hoodies, and, you know, the sun was out. It was just beautiful. And, like, the next morning, it was like a sub-zero blizzard. It didn't accumulate a whole lot, but everybody was, like, in shock. Or it was the other way around. It was like a sub-zero blizzard, and the next day it was like 40-something. It was just really radical. I think that happened all over. It wasn't just here, but it was more pronounced out here. But I think this time it's just going to be relatively decent. Maybe some rain.
Very good, N8NM. It seems, and I know it only happened once or twice in all the times I was out there, but that seems like the normal weather system whenever I went to Schaumburg, you know. It was always, you know, warm one day and then snowing the next, and windy and yucky and, oh, well, I ate good.
Were you hearing that, or was that just on my receive?
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, that was weird. I heard something going, rum, 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 rum. You know, kind of like, what the heck is that? Anywho, the freeway is just vanishing, and I am now on a divided highway, and it looks like I've made town, so I don't know what my ETA is, but I gotta be, I can almost blindfold get into this place. It's so easy. It's like, you really never get off this road, you know.
you make a quick right and you're right into their parking structure. Pretty much just stay right on this. I know it changes names as it curves along the lake there, but anywho.
Pam's out here. She says hello. She just walked out to see her shoe.
As Ed Sullivan so often said, we got a really big shoe.
Not that big. 6.5 wide. That's what she was confirming. So she's ordering another pair.
There you go. And she deserves it.
Yes, she does. All that walking I make her do.
Hello, Pam.
She went back inside. She must be on her laptop and not her tablet.
It's funny how we sit at home on our computers and whatnot, and we go someplace and set up our computer and get on the computer again, just in better weather.
That's exactly it. And if you're really lucky, and I'm being a retired civil servant, I can't afford it, but if you're really lucky, you can spend the winter watching TV in a different time zone.
I suppose, but do you really, what's so big about a time zone? Now, there's certain areas in different time zones that are wonderful, but just the time zone, you've made the climate change, which is the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's true. And Judge Judy's on an hour earlier here, so it is almost like being in a different time zone. Wonder how long she'll be on the air after she's dead, because, man, I was going through, the secondary, over-the-air channels, and there's a Judge Judy channel that's nothing but Judge Judy 24 hours a day.
24 hours of Judge Judy. Who'd have thunk? I mean, how long does it take to get through her entire collection? Can't be all that much. So. But anyhow, I am, it looks like, less than 2 miles out, and I am... The roads are getting not complicated, but there's a bit to pay attention to, so I am going to get off the air for a bit here, figure out where I gotta go, get checked in, get up. Once I get all comfy, checked in and all that stuff, I may get out here again at that point. So after yours, W8FU.
Alrighty then. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of hanging out. It's kind of nice out here tonight, so got the TV on. Kind of chillaxing, as the young people say. Well, maybe they don't say that anymore, but you know what I mean. Anyhow, alrighty. Catch you later. N8NM. I'm 68, and I still say chillaxing all the time. Or sandbagging. Sean, thanks for the nice, full, quieting listening. I got to get to this level of radio. That's all there is to it. W8RCY, we're going to be calling it a night pretty soon. Enjoy your convention, seminar, or something, whatever it is. I don't know. Have a good time. We'll talk to you Friday. Calling all Autobots. Calling all Autobots.
Well, I have to respond to that. KZHAF. W8BEP.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu, radio check.
Quiet on the home front.
About as quiet as it's going to be. Rocky's sitting on top of his cage waiting for you. I just put Luke's sock on him for the third time today. He's sitting in his cage because I told him to go sit in his effing cage because I was pissed off at him.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, he definitely doesn't like anything on anything. We fought with him over feet, tails, and everything else. But yeah. And of course, I ran that job route right at 10:36, so kind of lost about 7 minutes of, I punched out at 7 after 11, so I'm on my way home. I was trying to drag my feet on it, but then Tom moved a tipper over to the end of the line, which it needed for this new job. I threw a box in to, tip it, and of course he didn't have it all the way over, so a quarter of the box went all over the floor, so had to clean that up before I left.
Told him to clean up the mess himself.
Yeah, I bet. I swept a lot of it under the tipper a little bit. So anyways, I told Alexis, well, this is what's left of the job change. See you tomorrow. I'm out of here.
Roger, roger. Well, I didn't go anywhere today, so nothing to brag about here.
Yeah, I texted you earlier, but I don't know if you got it and about the job. Dude, I knew I was going to get it at the end of the night. That's what I texted you. But, oh well. No big deal. Nothing exciting there either. Although it did run smoother than the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I replied at 9:22, and I got verification that you got it.
we went to lunch, you said it was raining and snowing and all kinds of stuff outside, but I didn't think it was that cold out at all, and I mean, it looks like it could have rained for a few minutes, but nothing major.
Yeah, SFT said it was freezing rain up there, and you had ice and stuff, but I went out and looked at our vehicle. We didn't have any rain, didn't have no ice, didn't have no snow.
As the way it was with the car, there wasn't nothing on the windshield, so I have no clue what she was talking about.
Well, maybe it was one of those five-minute storms. I love it when I go through my email and I find cancellation for other people's, stays, you know.
Okay.
I got a cancellation for Hilton, Atlanta Airport West, canceling my date, my room for the 3rd and the 4th. Which is fine with me, because I'm not going anyway.
That's weird.
Hey, upper. Well, it's supposed to slowly get warm the rest of the night. Yeah, you warmed up for the next 3 days of rain.
I can imagine.
I guess I lost track of time. I didn't realize it was this late. I haven't talked to Lance. I talked to Anita for a little bit earlier, but that's been basically about it.
I'm surprised he's not even out here tonight. Well, he probably went to bed earlier or something.
Well, really haven't given much chance to jump in there, so. Like I said, I got preoccupied with the dog, and then I realized I needed to eat ASAP, so I made a couple of sandwiches.
Yeah, I took a bag of peanuts and an apple, but I got some peanuts, that's all I got.
And you could have took your Popeyes with you. You could have took spaghetti with you, too.
I could, but, you get a few minutes to eat something around there, you're lucky. I know I'm saving that for when I get home. I'm kind of surprised that I don't see as many deer out as I was thinking I would see with the weather being a little warmer.
Yeah, it seems like with a couple days of rain, you'd be out digging for stuff tonight.
I'm going around the curves on 36. That's why I am.
I just came out to the hot tub room, so you know what I'm up to. Of course, neither one of us made it to town today, so we didn't pick up another bag of dog food.
Oh, he's got another bowl or two in there.
Bird sitting on top of the cage waiting for you. He took a nap from 9:30 to about 10 o'clock and then he got up, came back out.
Oh, the poor baby.
Poor baby's been on my shoulder most of the time.
I'm almost home. I see the signs.
He was having problems with his car. Told me he should have done it here, but he decided to do it in his garage where he didn't have stuff that he needed to do it, so then he had to go out and buy a bunch of stuff. But you know what? It's his problem.
Well, there you go. I'm clearing, so KCAQYW pulling in and clearing.
All right, middle view.